It's Friday, the 30th of May, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Otjodhonjupa police have discovered a large cannabis plantation worth over 52 million Namibia dollars on a commercial farm near Hochveld. The Namibia Press Agency reports that two suspects were arrested in the intelligence-led raid, which found both fresh and dried cannabis under cultivation. Authorities say irrigation systems were used on the 1.55-hectare plot, and charges include drug dealing and racketeering. Trigon Metals has signed a deal to sell its interest in the Combat Mine to Horizon Corporation via its affiliate Camino Minerals. The transaction, valued at approximately 429 million Namibia dollars, gives Camino full ownership of the mine by acquiring all shares in Trigon Ontario, which is a new subsidiary, and related local assets, including an intercompany loan. Over in South Africa, the main suspect in the murder of 30-year-old Olorato Mongale was shot and killed by police in KwaZulu-Natal this morning. Her body was discovered in Lombardi West in Johannesburg on Sunday. KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says officers acted on a tip about a suspect hiding in an Amanzimtoti residential complex.
This suspect arrived here with intentions to come and hire the vehicle. It is an individual here that is renting out the cars. And allegedly, the guy says, upon seeing his face on the media, he then decided that he's not going to give him the vehicle, but he stayed with him. And he confessed, according to the witness, on what he did in Joburg. And he wanted to commit suicide.
The African Development Bank has elected former Mauritanian Finance Minister Sidi Ouattara as its new president, securing 76.2% of the vote in the third round. Ta will take over from Nigeria's Akinwumi Adesina on the 1st of September as the bank faces pressure to strengthen its finances following proposed U.S. funding cuts and shifting donor priorities. And we wrap with the Middle East, where Hamas officials are signaling they will reject the White House's latest plan for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The U.S. says Israel has accepted the proposal, which includes a 60-day pause in fighting and the release of more hostages. Military analyst Major Andrew Fox says long-term solutions to the crisis look elusive.
There's a huge amount of clear blue water between the two negotiating sides at the moment. Bottom line is Hamas wants to survive, and that is a win for them in this war. The conditions that Israel is demanding are that Hamas removes itself from power and releases all their hostages, where the hostages are the only thing ensuring Hamas's survival. So we're in this wicked loop now.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.